He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, February the 4th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'd like to welcome my new listeners. Well, hopefully there's a few, I don't know, in the Inland Empire of Southern California, KCAA, where no listener is left behind. I'm going to try to give you the best information that I possibly can about your money, the stock market, the bond market, world, global indexes, gold, silver. Where's the best place in the world to invest at the current time? Well, one of the best places, KCEA listeners, is right there in your backyard at good old Disneyland, the Magic Kingdom, which we'll talk about a little bit later today. Anyways, the name of the show is The Best Stocks Now. We look for the best, not the mediocre. And as we start off a new day here today, right now the Dow is up 25 points, and you can thank Bob Iger, CEO, great CEO, at the Anaheim Magic Kingdom, Disney, leading the parade here today. But on the other hand, the rest of the market not really doing as well as Disney is. The S&P 500 is down about 5 points. Oh, that's, we can handle that. That's a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,045. The NASDAQ is down 18. The NASDAQ is at 4,709. Crude oil, you know, it's due for a pullback here. It's a little bit overheated. I didn't think I'd be saying that. But, you know, you get that wave of short covering, and generally speaking, you get a pretty good pop, and that's what we've seen. I currently own 4 oil stocks overall. I bought them about 4 weeks ago. Crude oil is down today 4% at 50.87. Gold is up 0.5% at 12.67, and the 10-year yield right now is at 1.81%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Now let's start off this morning talking about oil just a little bit, which has had a pretty big bounce here. Is it a dead cat bounce, the so-called dead cat bounce that means it's going to fall right back to where it was? Well, you know, it's too soon to tell. Oil, at least looking at this chart here, bottomed out 5 days ago, and it's been going up ever since. 5 days does not a bottom in a commodity make. But on the other hand, as I pointed out yesterday, many of the oil stocks bottomed out in mid-December. So the oil stocks at least think that oil is pretty much near, somewhere near to a bottom here, and thinks that oil is going higher. I would take the cue from the oil stocks, I suppose, and their behavior more than anything else. Now they could just as easily collapse right back to where they began, and we could see a double bottom here. But I have nibbled, like I say, at about, I think I own 4 oil stocks. I never make any one position more than 2.5% to 4% of my overall portfolio. And so far, I'm in the black. I'm in the black gold in all of these little oil stocks and big oil stocks that I bought recently. But, you know, I'm in it for, these aren't trades. I'm in it for the longer term, hoping to make some big profits in the coming months, maybe even years, who knows. But I do think that this move in oil is a little bit overheated right now. Just like it was probably a little bit overdone on the downside, it may be a little bit overdone here in the short term. So if you're looking to maybe pick up a few here, you're going to have a chance, I think, over the next several days, as we're more than likely to see some pullback here in the oil stocks. We've had a lot of earnings again this week. Again, it depends on where you're at, whether you're on the sunny side of the street of the oil play or whether you're on the cloudy side of the street. This all plays into it. And so far, you know, it's been very specific, company specific this earnings season. You've seen companies like Apple blow out earnings, and you've seen other companies like IBM, like McDonald's, like some of the other big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear that just have not impressed anybody. This quarter, more than any, has really shown the stark contrast between the good companies and the mediocre companies. I had a guy send me a tweet here this morning. He says, "Who says buy and hold is not good? I've held Disney for the last 10 years. You know what? That's great. Disney is a well-managed company. Bob Iger may be one of the best CEOs in the entire world. That makes a big difference. Disney's a blue-chip stock. Disney's a member of the Dow. Disney has done terrific. In fact, as we look over the last 10 years, let's just take a quick look at the Best Stocks Now app. One of the biggest features that drove me to design this app in the first place is I couldn't look up long-term track records, short-term track records of stocks. And it made me so mad, I invented my own app. Not only can I look up the long-term, short-term track records and compare it with other stocks out there and against the indexes, but I can also look up the valuations on these stocks. Over the last 10 years, Disney has delivered 14% per year to investors. That's almost tripled the returns of the market. Now, the other side of that coin, that buy and hold coin, is GE, which I fired back. I said, yeah, but if you'd owned GE for the last 10 years, you've made no progress. Zero. So where does Jeffrey Immelt stand on the ladder of CEOs against a Bob Iger, right? I mean, Bob Iger could make the same excuses that GE has made. Well, we've had a volatile decade. We went through a major financial crisis. Well, I got to believe that that hurt Disney just as much as GE. I think in the end, I think the guy calling the shots at the company has a lot to do with the success of the company. The economic numbers that have come in this week so far, so good. We continue to have an economy that's able to support a continuation of this bull market. It will change at some point in time. I'm not a permabull. I've been bullish on the market since March 27, 2009, when I said in my newsletter, a new bull market has been born. And it's been going up ever since, not in a straight line. It's had plenty of corrections along the way, plenty of scares, plenty of nail-biting moments, plenty of Pepto-Bismol moments, Tums, Rolaids, whatever your poison is. But every time I've analyzed the situation, whether it was the tax tsunami, whether it was the big freeze on the government freeze, or whether it was one thing right after another, I've always said, after the analyzation of it, look, we're still growing as a country. Our economy is still growing. We're not starting to contract yet. And this week's report so far haven't said otherwise. We've had the ADP jobs report come in, 213,000 jobs created. That's not great, but it's good enough, especially when you look around the rest of the world at places like Europe, which would love to have that kind of job creation. So we continue to see jobs numbers that would support a continuation of growth in our economy. This Friday, we get the big non-farm payrolls report. That will give us another clue. But most, if not all, of the economic reports coming in this week so far have been good. Now, talking about the sunny side of the street and the dark side of the street, we have a phenomenon right now that we got to deal with in the market, and that's a rising U.S. dollar. Not just a rising U.S. dollar, a U.S. dollar that has exploded to the upside since July of last year. And as that U.S. dollar has rose and rose and rose, you've seen oil come a-tumbling down. And you've seen gold, and you've seen companies report. Companies like United Technologies, companies like Caterpillar report that the dollar is hurting them. On the other side of that coin, Toyota says, we've raised our fiscal year profit forecast today as a weaker yen increased the value of sales overseas, making up for the slumping demand at home. That's the sunny side of the street. I bought Toyota a few weeks ago based on the phenomenon that we have in the world right now of a very strong U.S. dollar as it relates in particular to a very weak Japanese yen and a very weak euro. How come you're not buying Europe then, Gunderson? Well, you know, I haven't found any good companies that interest me. I look at the ETFs of Europe and I just don't see it there yet. I think they have structural problems to overcome before they can get growth back in their economy. And structural problems take a long, long time to overcome. It's pretty hard to wean people off of socialism and get them back onto the capitalism bandwagon. But I'm open-minded. If Europe starts to kick in, we'll go into Europe. But for now, heavily weighted in the U.S. and like companies that are benefiting from a strong U.S. dollar. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now or Radio Hour. Well, you know, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between mediocre stocks, mediocre companies, mediocre run businesses versus terrific companies. Best. I just use the term best. What are the best? What are the ones that are benefiting from the conditions in the world today of low interest rates? A growing U.S. economy, ever so slow, but growing. A very strong U.S. dollar. No signs of any inflation anywhere. Well, that really favors the United States. And it really continues to favor stocks versus bonds. I've got nothing against bonds. You know, you're going to get your small, puny coupon yield. And there are times when I really like bonds. But right now, I think it's going to be difficult to get any kind of capital appreciation out of your bonds. And for that reason, I continue to favor owning companies as opposed to loaning money to companies or to governments, especially foreign governments right now. Sovereign debt, not a good idea right now. But there's a big difference between companies. Just look at the stark contrast between Disney, which has averaged 14% per year over the last 10 years. What a decade. And General Electric, which has gone nowhere. Nowhere. In fact, slightly negative over the last 10 years. What's the difference? Does Disney have a better product? Has the economy favored Disney? You know, in the end, I got to come down and say it's the management. It comes down to the management. Over the last 10 years, the New England Patriots have been to the Super Bowl how many times? I want to say four, something like that. And how many times have my San Diego Chargers been to the Super Bowl? Zero. It has to come down to management. Ownership. The owner. The management. The team he puts on the field. The guys that manage that team. The talent. It all plays into creating an environment that's conducive to making money for the shareholders or for the fans and putting a good product on the field. And obviously Disney has put a good product on the field, while General Electric has floundered like no other company. They have delved into almost everything over the last 10 years. And every time they get into something, they're getting in at the wrong time, it seems like. All right, that's just my observation. Look, I'm just looking at the results. Over the last 10 years, you've got nothing to show for yourself. Now, having said that, there's a lot of companies that fly a bit under the radar. And here's another good example of GE that got out of the appliance business while Whirlpool is flourishing. What business is Whirlpool in? The appliances business. They're a manufacturer of consumer washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers, and other household appliances. I do own Disney, by the way. I need to disclose that. And I don't own General Electric. And I do own this stock that I'm going to talk about and feature next to by the name of Whirlpool. Whirlpool, you say? WHR is now a $16 billion company. I'm sure they were glad to see GE get out of the business. That meant more business for them, and they do seem to do it right there at Whirlpool, which is headquartered in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Benton Harbor, Michigan, home to Whirlpool, which has been around for a long time, kind of a venerable old brand. You could say it's a stodgy old stock of yesteryear. But when I look at the results of the company over the years, I can't call it a stodgy old stock of yesteryear. In fact, get this, all you Silicon Valley listeners. You're driving by Tesla, you're driving by Cupertino and Apple, and you're driving by Oracle and all the big names in the Silicon Valley. Over the last 10 years, well, let's begin here. Out of 3,946 stocks in my database, Whirlpool comes in at number 75. That's miles ahead of most of the big name tech stocks outside of Apple that I just named. An appliance stock. And no, I'm not talking technology appliances. I'm talking washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, and dishwashers. Over the last 10 years, Whirlpool, WHR, has also delivered Disney-like numbers. It's delivered 15% per year, while the market's delivered 5.6. So there goes that argument that GE would use. Well, we went through a severe recession, blah, blah, blah. Nobody was buying new houses or appliances. Well, Whirlpool seemed to travel through it rather nicely. Put it on spin cycle. Over the last 5 years, Whirlpool has averaged 22% per year. The market's averaged 13. You know, here's something that bothers me. Maybe it doesn't bother you. Some things bother me. I see Cramer crowing about Whirlpool. What a great company it is. How come he doesn't own it in his charitable remainder trust? Is somehow he limited from owning the good companies? I don't know. I just thought I would say that. Because I believe people should practice what they preach. Don't go on there gushing about this company and gushing about and then not owning them. Instead owning the duds. That's just my observation. Over the last 3 years, Whirlpool has delivered 46% per year, while the market's 15. It's tripled the returns of the market. Does that guarantee that this performance will continue on into the future? Oh, you already know the answer to that one. Can almost memorize it. Let's all say it. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and it's not. Over the last 12 months, Whirlpool's up 62%. What a well-run, terrific company. That's got to be a happy shareholders meeting. I don't know that there's a lot of disgruntled folks over there at Benton, Michigan at the annual shareholders meeting. Those are some phenomenal results that the company has put up. Now, results are one thing. That's looking backwards, isn't it? The Padres got four new players this year. Looking backwards, they've done pretty good over the years. This is a brand new season. We're looking forward. But track record is important in my book. Now let's look at the valuation of Whirlpool. I find it quite compelling. It's currently trading at 14 times forward earnings, way less than the market, and it's expected to grow by 23% per year. That means it's got a PEG ratio of 0.62. It's one of the cheapest growth stocks, yes, and it's still a growth stock in the entire market. It lives up to my valuation requirements that I have on stocks. It lives up to my performance requirements that I have on stocks. And guess what? It's breaking out to a brand new high, all-time high today, and it is the stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And oh, by the way, it pays a 1.5% dividend. This is not a recommendation to run out and put the rent check on Whirlpool. It's about a 3% position, 4% position in my growth and income accounts here at Gunderson Capital. But it's a very good example of what I like to see in a stock. And it qualifies. And my app is the best stock now, as I said. Out of 3,946, it comes in at number 75. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Right, Dr. John, you tell him. Max Ribbonack. I saw Dr. John a few years ago right here by my office at the Little Balboa Theater. Every once in a while, some of these rock and roll legends show up. I saw Bob Weir there, the Grateful Dead, doing an acoustic set. I saw Dr. John. Who else did I see? I saw Greg Allman there, too, at the Balboa Theater. Being in the right place at the right time. You know what? This is a unique time in the history of the world, isn't it? It's a unique time in the history of the United States. It's a unique time in our economy. The factors to take into account right now is that we're still in expansion mode here in the U.S. with our economy. We're creating jobs, but ever so slowly, but, you know, good enough to support a continued bull market. We're in a very low interest rate environment. In fact, the Fed over the last 6 years has had a zero interest rate policy. We're in a non-inflationary environment. We're in a strong dollar environment. And all of those create winners and losers in the market. There's right places and there's wrong places to be in the market. There's also right places and wrong places to be in the world. I have very little exposure to anything outside of the United States. I do not like the emerging markets. They're suffering right now. I do not like Europe. That entire continent, I have nothing hardly at all. I don't know, maybe some companies that sell over there, but I don't own any European stocks. I do still like India, however. And I own a lot of different, there's a lot of different ways to play India. And you can look in my newsletter, which I send out every single weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for my newsletter, which I send out every week. 45 pages, mostly pictures and graphs and smiley faces and pictures of hamburgers, whatever I can do to liven it up a little bit to prove my points or to argue my points. And in the end, you can come away with whatever opinion you want. There's 5 model portfolios, including a mutual fund model portfolio, an ETF model portfolio, and of course, individual stocks. Again, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's my observations from a guy who sits here every day, 11 hours pretty much, looking at lots of charts, lots of observations, reading articles, writing articles, gathering as much information as I possibly can and coming away with an opinion and a conclusion. And I show you every week in my newsletter. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Okay, let's go back to India for a bit. I've done really well. The various ways of playing India, there's India mutual funds. And you can look at my newsletter which one I own. It's done very, very well since I bought it almost a year ago. I also own some India-based exchange-traded funds. And as I've said before, there's a lot of stocks that I can't buy that trade on the Bombay Stock Exchange or other London Stock Exchange. I just can't buy those stocks. So I do it through a mutual fund and I do it through exchange traded funds. But there are some individual stocks that are India related. And one, I believe I wrote about it. I believe this is one of the 53 stocks that I included in my book, Best Stocks Now, was Cognizant Technology. The symbol is CTSH. It provides custom IT consulting, technology, and outsourcing services for companies. And they use a lot of call centers in India. In fact, I believe it was headquartered in India at one time. Now it's headquartered in Teaneck, New Jersey. They're probably watching their parade. Is it today? Tomorrow, the Super Bowl champions. Congratulations. Sorry for my Seattle listeners, that's a heartbreak. That's really a heartbreak. That play will be talked about ad infinitum over the years. Cognizant Technologies is a $35 billion company. It's a large cap. It's a blue chip stock almost. It's up there with the Oracles and the Ciscos of the world. But in my opinion, and the IBMs, in my opinion, those are the wrong places to be right now. And Cognizant is one of the right places to be. It is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. This isn't an aggressive little young company just coming out of the blocks. This is a well-established company that's been around for a long time. You don't get to be a $35 billion company overnight unless you're Alibaba or whatever, some of these other big ones that come public, gargantuous companies. Cognizant has also been a terrific performer over the years. In fact, it's done better than Disney and Whirlpool, the aforementioned stocks that I talked about that have such good track records. Cognizant, over the last 10 years, has delivered 20% per year to its shareholders, while the market's delivered 5%, almost quadruple what the market has delivered. Over the last 5 years, Cognizant has delivered 19% per year to its investors. And then India went on an experiment. They went on a socialist experiment. The economy didn't grow. The economy shrunk. You see, if you're using the money brought in to use to do social programs and whatnot, which are necessary, but it also takes a lot of oomph out of your economy from your economic growth, and it shows up in the stock market of India, and the growth of India, which was lackluster, which was absent for many, many years. There was a lot of corruption in the government, too. I mean, look at what's happening in Brazil. Look at what's happening in Argentina right now. If you're not following that story, that's a blockbuster story. And corrupt governments drain all the life out of economies. I don't know about the new regime, but they're doing things right. They're pro-business. Narendra Modi's got India moving in the right direction. Welcome back to the global economy. Their stock market is flying once again. I gotta believe that that's better. That's a better system than the one that they experimented with. Now, over the last 12 months, Cognizant has basically been a market performer, and over the last 3 years, it's been a market performer. They've had the wind in their face. Anti-business, regulations, stranglehold. And now guess what? The stock broke out last fall. That's about when I bought it, and I continue to own it, and it's breaking out to new highs again. Finally. Capitalism being allowed to work once again. Cognizant is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. It currently has a performance grade of B+, and it has a momentum grade of A-. One of the strongest large cap stocks in the market. I mean, you can compare this with the GEs, with the Microsofts, with the Oracles, with the IBMs of the world. They're not doing so good. They have the wind in their face right now. A strong U.S. dollar, slowing growth, etc. Cognizant's been growing by 23% per year over the last 5 years, even with the wind in their face. And now they've got the wind at their back, finally. That's looking backwards. Cognizant has done very well. How about the valuation, however? Valuation in my book is very, very important. Okay, it's been growing by 23%. It's currently trading at 18 times forward earnings, which is about a market multiple. But it's a market multiple for a premium stock. Now, I don't want to pay a market multiple for a mediocre stock, but I'm willing to pay a market multiple for a premium stock. And they're expected to continue to grow into the future, not maybe by the 23% per year that they've averaged, but they're expected to grow by 17% per year over the next 5 years. That's the consensus analyst estimate. So the PEG ratio, pretty reasonable, 1.1. There's no dividend yield here. This is a large cap growth stock that also gives you some exposure to one of the other economies in the world that is thriving right now, that being India. Cognizant is a stock that I own in my large cap conservative growth accounts. Out of 3,946 stocks, it currently comes in at number 124. How do I calculate that? Well, it takes into consideration short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, long-term performance, safety, technical pattern, and valuation. All of those into one nice, neat package. I don't want to leave anything out. I want to try to have everything I can possibly throw at it going in my favor before I invest in a stock. Is it any guarantee? No. Is it still inclined to moves in the market? Yes. Is there still risk? Yes. The best way to mitigate that risk is to own a portfolio of stocks, in my opinion. Spread it out. Anyways, it is one I own, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Wall with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, so far we've talked about the tale of a couple of large cap stocks, one that's averaged 14% per year. That's doubling your money every 5 years. So basically they've doubled your money twice during the last decade. That's Disney. And we compared it against GE, which has gone backwards, nowhere. In fact, slightly negative for the last 10 years. There's a well-managed company and there's a poorly managed company. You know, it's hard to, you can make all kinds of excuses, but it comes down to the performance in the end over the last 10 years. All right, then we talked about a great under-the-radar stock. Let's not forget that GE got out of the appliance business, Whirlpool, has been a stellar performer over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years, and a purported blowout earnings once again. And again, as I say, my analysis of this earnings season is this company specific. It depends on which company you're invested in. The great companies are reporting great earnings, and the mediocre companies are reporting mediocre earnings. And every once in a while, a great company will throw in a clunker. It's pretty hard to argue with Chipotle's performance. I don't own Chipotle. I'm not particularly enamored with the food, so I guess I'm slightly biased there. But, you know, the stock has done great over the last, 5, 7, 10 years. And, you know, they had a poor earnings report. And generally speaking, great companies, good companies recover from those. It's going to happen from time to time. We talked about Whirlpool, what a great stock it's been. Then we talked about India, which now companies there have the wind at their back instead of the wind at their face. That's a potent formula there for growth in your economy. And Cognizant Technology is one of the ways to play that, CTSH, breaking out again to new all-time highs. Now, having said that, every day the market doesn't move in unison. So you could get a day, in fact, the month of January, there were many, many days where the market went down and I had good days in the market because the areas that I was centered around did better than the market. You know, sometimes one stock can taint the market big time. If you get a big Dow stock that really reports poor earnings, like an IBM or something, that can take the Dow down while the underlying market, many of the sectors in the market are up. And conversely, we had a day this week where the energy stocks, the market was up 300 and the energy stocks were flying. But not every sector in the market was flying. Some of the sectors were still lagging. Some were even down that day. So the market doesn't move in unison. It's not good to own 100% oil stocks. It's not good to own 100% biotech stocks. On the days that the oils do well, the biotechs may sell off. It's not too good to own 100% transportation airline stocks, is it? Because eventually oil is going to start going up, and that's going to put pressure on them again, although they're printing money right now. It's good to be spread around. And some days you're going to do better than the market. Some days you're going to do worse than the market. Just depends on where you're at. This is not a marathon, but this is a several mile race. This isn't a sprint. And you have to, in my opinion, position yourself in the very best stocks that have performed over the years and remain undervalued, but you still have to manage them along the way. I don't believe you can sit on them for the next 3 years or the next 5 years or the next 10 years because the conditions in the world do change. And eventually we will have another bear market. Then it may be a time when you don't want to own any stocks. Every bear market is different. Sometimes even in a bear market, some areas of the market flourish. In fact, in the 2008 bear market, the bond market flourished. Pawn shop stocks flourished. Gold stocks flourished. Dollar store retailers flourished. And the biotechs held up very well during the bear of 2008. So everyone's different. You just have to take it differently. Now, lately we've seen a little bit of a sell-off. Not much. I mean a little bit of a sell-off in the biotech stocks. I probably have a 10% weighting or so, maybe a little more when you throw in the pharmaceuticals, maybe more than that. I'd have to add it up. And so they do impact. When the biotech sell off a little bit, I feel it in my portfolios. Just like the guy who has a lot of technology stocks and the NASDAQ sells off, you know. Every day is different. The biotech stocks have had so many sell-offs over the last 10 years, it's unbelievable. And yet, when you look at the track record, I'm just looking at one here that really amplifies it and magnifies it. There's a mutual fund that is the Biotech Ultra. It's two times the biotechs. And last year, this thing, let's quickly look here. Over the last 10 years, BIPIX is the symbol, B-I-P-I-X. This thing was up 45% last year. Had you just had your portfolio on that, it was up 45%. The year before, it was up 116%. And the year before that, it was up 66%. So my point is every time the biotechs have sold off, obviously that's created a buying opportunity. This thing's up 5.9% so far this year, but it's also volatile. You know, along with the really top performing stuff comes a little bit more volatility. If you want something that's not volatile, buy Verizon, buy IBM, buy General Electric, those kinds of stocks, they're not as volatile. The higher grade premium stocks tend to be more volatile. And the other thing I would say, when there's a sell-off in a sector, it's company-specific. You still have to go through them one by one. We had a little sell-off in the biotechs this week, and my Biogen was hitting new highs that day. So it's still stock-specific. It's still a market of stocks. You can't get around that. So you can't paint the market with one brush. You can't paint a sector with one brush. It still comes down. I check every one of my stocks daily. Check in, knock on the door, take the temperature, see how they're doing. All right, okay, the newsletter goes out every single week, pwstreet.com. I don't know, I try to make it the best newsletter in America. You be the judge. You check it out for yourself, whether or not it's worth it. If it's not, then you know if you've got a birdcage at home, this will give you something to line the birdcage with. It's the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And if you'd like to talk to us about our money management services, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.